Good morning, Spirit Life Church. This is a very special day, being Mother's Day here in Australia. And we want to wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day. And I pray you have a wonderful day. Connect with your family, connect with your children. And I just pray that you get blessed with some really goodies. But this morning I want to look at a friend of mine who's been a friend for me, or with me, for 46 years. I met this friend in 1973. I had to think then, 73. And my message today, the helper, the Holy Spirit. The helper, the Holy Spirit. And just looking in the book of John, John's Gospel, chapter 14, and say maybe reading from verse 14. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. What a tremendous promise. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then he goes on to say, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then he goes on to say in verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Talking about the Holy Spirit as our helper, and who will abide with you forever. And when the Spirit of truth has come the world cannot receive him, because neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Isn't that a tremendous promise about the Holy Ghost, that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit? We are carriers of the presence of God. Then in verse 8 he says, I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. So when Jesus left the earth, he said, I'm not going to leave you as an orphan, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And so he came to his own through the Holy Ghost. But the helper, and then down in verse 26 of the same chapter, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. But the helper, friend, you and I, we need a helper. We need the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Ghost is, you see, there's the Godhead, there's the Trinity, there's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said a great statement in, let me just go to it, in John 16, in verse 7. He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, is to your advantage, you and me. We have great advantage, because this is what Jesus said. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, is to your advantage that I go away. And if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. So this is saying today, Jesus is in heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for you and I. And the Holy Spirit is on earth, helping us, leading and guiding us in all the days of our life. How much more should I know the Holy Ghost here on earth, if Jesus said, it's to your advantage, I'm going to send him to you, and he's going to lead you into all truth, he's going to teach you, he's going to instruct you. And it says there, and when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. The greatest sin on earth is the rejection of the Son of God. Because it said, because we do not believe in him. And then it goes to verse 13. However, when he, and the Holy Spirit is a person, not some mystical cloud thing floating around. He is a person, and the person of the Holy Spirit, and he, the Spirit of truth, has come. He will guide you into all truth. Isn't that great? God will guide it. If we're seeking and searching and looking, there will be, the Holy Ghost will guide us into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The things that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I say, he will take a mind and declare it to you. You know, one of the greatest things or the greatest working of the Holy Spirit is to bring about a greater revelation of the Son of God. He won't lead us away. He will bring us to a depth of understanding, of love, and of following after the Lord. And I think these things are really, really quite powerful. And I think we're living in a day where the church, we, the church, the Spirit of the living God in us, we need to rise up in authority and in power with an anointing to take what God's kingdom here on earth, what the devil has stolen, we take it back. He's stolen from your life. Under that anointing, it can be retrieved by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you know that there came to the day of Pentecost in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, chapter 1. Let's just turn there today. Acts chapter 1. It says there in verse 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. My question is for you today, are you baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues? This is what happened to me 46 years ago. I was baptized in water, and then I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Ghost came upon me, and I began to speak a language, my prayer language that I use more than English, every day praying in the Spirit. Then he goes on in verse 8, but you shall receive power. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness to me in Jerusalem and to Judea and to Samaria and the outermost parts of the earth. You shall receive power. What's that mean? You shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You see, back in John 14:26, it says, but the helper. And so I was looking in other translations. The New King James uses the word helper. The Old King James uses the word comforter. The New International uses the word counselor. The New Revised Standard uses the word advocate. This is all for the Holy Spirit. The Message Bible says friend. And the Passion Bible says, a spirit of holiness. Wow. So he is my helper. He is your helper in a time of trouble. He is our comforter when we are going through tough times of sorrow. He is our counselor when we are confused and need guidance. He is our advocate when we have been accused and need someone to stand beside us. He is our friend when others have turned their backs on us. And he is the Holy Spirit who will lead us away from wrong and from sin and lead us on the paths of righteousness. So there's those four or those five things about the Holy Spirit. He's a helper. He's a comforter. He's a counselor, he's your advocate, he's your friend, he's a spirit of holiness. And today you may need all those things. And that's what the Holy Ghost would do. And he'll lead you into those things. When he, And on the day of Pentecost, which I'm heading over there now. So Jesus said, you wait, you tarry into Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And then in Acts chapter 2 in verse 1, now when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. They were there in unity and there was great expectancy because they didn't know what was going to happen. Jesus said, you wait until you be endued with power from on high. And I'm talking today about the Helper, the Holy Spirit. It says in John 7:27 that on the great day of the feast, or the last day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried out, and he said, whoever is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And this he spoke of the Spirit, which had not yet come because Jesus had not yet been glorified. But when Christ went, he sent that, and he said, rivers will flow out of your innermost being. How wonderful, a river, rivers flowing out from inside of us. Friend, we're not just ordinary people. You might look at me and think, well, there's Stuart Price, but I am superpowered, supercharged by the Holy Ghost. I'm not just a normal person. I got some flesh and blood, but there's an anointing on my life that can break and smash you and break sickness over your life. And we have laid hands on people, imparted the power of the Holy Ghost, and seen tremendous miracles that has done through Christ. You know that Jesus did nothing except he did it by the Holy Ghost. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead has quickened our mortal body. The same Holy Ghost Spirit. So here, going back to the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them as divided tongues as of fire sat upon each of them. This is what's happened in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost sits on my life. And Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. God has anointed me to preach and to pray and to prophesy and to carry the kingdom of God upon them. And they were all, there's 120 of them, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What a promise. This happened over 20 years ago, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And I remember the day that I was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke another language. I was transformed, changed from the inside out, never to be the same. And I feel a fire, I feel a passion, I feel a desire for God's children, for you watching, to come into all that God has for you and to be filled with the Holy Spirit, have the rivers flowing out of your innermost being. Pray a language that you have never learnt because it's a gift. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So there's this, and what has happened here, they suddenly had a God consciousness of God being present with them. And they knew that they hadn't been left as orphans. And so they're in the upper room, and God said, you wait until you be endued with power from on high. And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, went down onto the streets of Jerusalem, and he stood up and began to preach. 3,000 people got saved from his message. He preached another day. 5,000 people got saved. That's a pretty good church. We talk about church growth. That's like 3,000, 5,000, just through two sermons that he preached under the anointing. Preachers, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. Preachers, you need an anointing. And God's people, we need to carry this power. You know that in our homes we have a fridge, a washing machine, a dishwasher, a wife, or no, empowered. But we have all these things, but useless unless there's power. Useless and there's power in a house that we can plug into. You see, I believe a Christian without the baptism of the Holy Spirit is like a gun with no bullets. You might look good, you might smell good, you might make some wonderful clicking noises, but until you put a bullet into that chamber and pull back the pin, it's not going to be very effective. So the day that we get baptized in the Holy Ghost, we are loaded. We are loaded like a gun is loaded. In America, we used to get loaded potatoes. Man, they were loaded. They were, you know, you Americans, those loaded potatoes. Oh, man, they just like... I'm still trying to get rid of them off my ribs, those loaded. But we are loaded with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This is how we are today. But the church, this early church, was birthed here from the day of Pentecost. Next week in my message, I'm going to talk about what happens when we pray in the Spirit. I want to teach you what happens when you pray in other tongues, what takes place, because the Bible says we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Ghost will pray through us with groanings too deep to be uttered. In Acts chapter 3, Peter and John met a man who had never walked. And they said to this man, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." He couldn't have done that unless they had a Pentecost. He couldn't have done that unless he's filled with the Holy Ghost. He couldn't have done that unless there's some supernatural power flowing through him. And he took this cripple by the hand and he said, "Walk in the name of..." And this guy leapt up, walking and leaping and praising God. He went straight into the house of God. It would have been quite an exciting day, that day in church. So I would invite you today to open up your heart, to open up your life, and to begin to ask and begin to pray, "Holy Spirit, I want to receive you. I want to receive this baptism," and begin to go to the Bible. Don't just take my word for it. Go to the Word of God for yourself and begin to look up scriptures on the Holy Spirit. Go through the book of Acts. It is the Acts of the Holy Ghost. Begin to read through that. Begin to see what Jesus talked about what I read today about the Holy Spirit. And so my prayer is that you will receive a baptism of fire that'll revolutionize your life, that'll cause you to come into a new dimension of understanding the Word of God, of walking in an authority and having authority over sickness, having authority over sin, and beginning to walk how God wants you to walk. I want to pray for you as you watch today. Can we just pray? Lord Jesus, I pray for those watching today, that they will be endued with power from on high. I pray that they'll know the Helper. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, I pray you receive a baptism. If you are, I pray that you'll come into a greater dimension. If you've stopped praying in the Spirit, would you start again? Would you go one more time and open your mouth and God will fill it and begin to pray in that language, which is a heavenly gift from God? Would you? Would you go again? So, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for these ones watching. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but I should have, that we're going to have communion at the end of this message. Well, we are at the end of the message. So if you like to whip off or do something or that, and we're going to come around the table of the Lord and we're going to receive these emblems. They're actually a small thing representing a large subject, representing all that heaven has to offer. So before we partake today, I was listening just today to an old hymn we used to sing years ago. And it was written by a lady in 1835, just before some of us were born. 1835, Charlotte Elliot was her name. And she was very weak and feeble in her body. And she actually wrote 150 hymns, but this is the most popular one. And it's "Just As I Am, Without One Plea, But That Thy Blood Was Shed For Me. And thou didst bid me to come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. O Lamb of God, I come." And she wrote many verses to it, but it revolutionized multitudes of people. "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me." And God bid us to come. O Lamb of God, I come. Father, as we receive this today, as we receive this representing the broken body of Jesus, it's just a presence of God here. Just a sense of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's just a sense of God sealing upon your life right now, the touch from heaven. Because there's some here today, you're struggling, you've been battling, you're wondering how you could face tomorrow. Friend, the answer's in Jesus. The answer's in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And He'll help you. He'll guide you. He'll give you counsel. He'll bring you into peace. He'll be your friend. He'll be your advocate. He'll be the Spirit of holiness. Before we partake, I just want to give you time just to focus. Let's receive together the bread. If you need healing, just receive it right now. Just say, "Lord, by your stripes I am healed. Lord, by your stripes I am healed." Just let the, because right through the camera. Oh, good one. Let's take the cup representing the blood of Jesus. The cup, the blood of Christ. Father, we receive this cup today representing your blood that flowed from Calvary over 2,000 years ago. That is as powerful now as it was then to wash and cleanse and restore us. So, Father, I thank you for what you have did and what you have done, the finished work at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. Just receive forgiveness. Lord, I receive forgiveness. Just say, "Lord, I receive your forgiveness. I receive your peace. Lord, I just receive the Holy Spirit. I receive a touch of heaven on my life now." Father, I pray for someone's mind today. Peace into your mind. Where you've had worry and fear, just things have been eating away at you, I pray that for your mind right now. I pray for pain that's been in your body. And Lord, just because there's an anointing. It says the anointing destroys the yoke. A yoke of sickness, of fear, depression, loneliness, rejection, whatever it might be. Oh God, how loving you are. How loving you are, Lord Jesus. Well, I just want to say God bless you, church. Thank you for taking the time to watch. You can all go now and rally around your mothers and cook them some bacon and eggs and spoil them. And have a wonderful Sunday. I pray that for you, everyone. Have a wonderful Sunday. We'll see you next week. God bless. Amen.